here on a Patriots Monday on Jones and Keefe. And we're joined now by Patriots cornerback Christian Gonzalez. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Christian Gonzalez, how are we doing this week?
How's it going on? I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. We're doing well. Obviously not the result you wanted yesterday on the field, but how did it feel for you to get in the end zone?
We didn't get the job done. It was nice to get back in the end zone. Missed it.
What can you tell us about going up against the speed of the Miami Dolphins? I feel like every week you guys go up against really fast players. It is the NFL, but Miami sort of has that next level.
About the speed?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a different speed. You know, you can't replicate that speed in practice. So, it's a challenge, but, I mean, we look forward to it, and it's a fun divisional game every time we play.
You were a late addition to the injury report on Friday. It seemed like you were a game-time decision yesterday, put through some workouts prior to the game. You certainly looked healthy out there. I know you didn't want to go into great detail about it after the game, but how close were you to not playing yesterday?
I played. At the end of the day, that's all that mattered. I played.
There was a report from a couple of different beat reporters that were down in Miami. One, Mark Daniels, who covers the team from Mass Live, saying that after the game, he saw several players on offense smiling and laughing with one another. Is that something you noticed after the loss? Were there a lot of guys that were in good moods?
I mean, nobody likes to lose. It's you know, we go to work every week. I don't know what they were seeing. I mean, if there was people smiling, I mean, it's, you know, you don't want to lose, but you just got to, you know, it's a part of the game. You lose, you move on, you win, you move on. So, I mean, you can't mope around about it all the time. That's only going to carry over.
All right, very good. Now, back by popular demand is our 10 questions not about football. We did this last week with you, Christian. Are you ready for another round of that?
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
It's man-to-man coverage. Quick hitters with Christian Gonzalez.
All right, Christian Gonzalez, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
Probably one duck.
Okay. Have you ever swam in a t-shirt?
Have I ever swam in a t-shirt?
Yes.
No, we don't do that.
Do you think there are more doors or wheels in the world?
Doors and wheels? Probably wheels.
Probably. Worst place to have to go number two, Christian? Stuck in traffic or on a first date?
Traffic.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving side?
Mac and cheese.
How many 10-year-olds would it take to beat you up?
Probably a lot. I'd say probably 10-year-olds.
Is soup something you eat or drink?
Eat.
We asked you this last week, Christian. What is the name of this radio show?
Jones and Keith.
Wow! Okay, nice work. Good job. Good job, Chris.
What is the last movie you saw in the theater?
Probably Smile, I think, the first one.
Would you rather have an oversized head or oversized feet?
Hey.
All right, there you go. That's how you play. Man to man to man.
Good stuff, Christian, very here good. On Jones and Keith. Any Thanksgiving traditions we should know about with the holiday coming up?
Here. So.
Okay, I know you guys have the day off. Enjoy the holiday. Good luck with the Colts on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Christian Gonzalez.
Very good.
Brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the New England Patriots. How about that, Jones and Keefe?
Nailed it. Was waiting for it, I think.
Yeah, I think he was
waiting for it.
He was licking his chops waiting for that question, I think.
Jones and Keefe.
Nailed it.
I was like, no, he's not getting this. Jones is kind of an easy name. Like Jones and Smith. Nailed it, though.
No, that was good. Okay, how about that?
I think that went well.
I like the 10 questions. I think the people like the 10 questions.
Well, a lot of those were listener submissions.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh,
A lot of those were listener submissions.
I should have said that before the fact. Almost all the ones I asked were listener submissions.
Yeah.
Text line, Twitter, shout out to Date Mike and Take Quakes on Twitter. I'm not sure who had it on the text line, I am reading all of them.
Yeah.
We're crowdsourcing these. You can send them in to Jones and Keefe. Almost all of the questions that I asked, and maybe some that you asked as well, were crowdsourced from listeners to this show.
I wonder if he likes horror movies. If the last movie he saw was Smile. Smile's a horror movie.
That was also a while ago.
It was. He doesn't go to the movies.
They've made a sequel since then.
Correct. Smile 2 was just in theaters last month. It's good. It's creepy. It's a good creepy horror movie.
His favorite movie, Stand By Me, but he loves horror movies.
Well, it's a Stephen King, you know?
Oh, you find out a lot. You find out a lot about this man in those 10 questions.
Yep. That's one of the questions next week. Don't spoil it.
What was that?
Do you like horror movies? Yes or no?
Do you like horror movies? Yes or no?